Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank all my listeners on today, for we know that this is the day that the Lord has made. I hope you got up this morning rejoicing in the Lord. Always rejoice. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead, amen, first of all, and we're going to get our announcements out of the way. I like to go ahead and do them. Glory to God. That way, you know, we can just go on down the road with the Lord, and there won't be any confusions and breaks in it. Glory to God. We want to keep it real. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to let you know that this ministry, amen, is ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. Shows come on each and every day. Glory to God. And we have something going on each and every day. So I want you to stay tuned in and hear what the Lord is saying and how you can be a part of what he's doing in this season. Glory to God. First of all, we have one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, I want you to go on right now on Facebook and you can inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and tell her what you need. Inbox Pastor Joseph Rouse and tell him what you need. I'm going to send a mandate out to all men. Come on in. You know, I don't see a whole lot of, you know, men in ministry. There are some, but, you know, he's calling even the more into ministry. So go ahead, amen, inbox them and let them know what the need is. They will counsel you. Glory to God. They'll coach you. They'll mentor you, whatever it may be. They'll pray with you. If you don't understand your calling, they will get you there. When they started to pray and believe God and see what he's saying to you. So I encourage you to go ahead on and inbox them and let them know that you know what you need may be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you missed it on yesterday, you always miss a treat. We have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you missed this, you missed another treat. Man, you don't want to keep missing the treats. Glory to God. Because Elder prayed the house down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She sings those beautiful songs that he gives her to sing. And it's just angel, just angel breath, just breathing through her. Glory to God as she sings so sweet. Hallelujah, because those songs will bring a healing in your life. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to Elder in these last and evil days. You know, these shows come on with you in mind. Now, it don't cost you nothing but just turn on your phone and dial the numbers. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, and my show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want to make sure you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah, because, you know, we're almost at the end of the year. Glory to God. And, you know, he has been good to you. You woke up this morning, and, you know, you were clothed in your right mind. Yes, he's been good. The children doing fine. The husband's doing fine. Oh, my God. Your wife's doing fine. Everybody doing fine. Even grandma doing fine. She's still baking biscuits at 90-something years old. Good God Almighty. Keep going, grandma. Hallelujah, because God is good. Glory to God. So you can always rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And then the next voice you will hear, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, it will be Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you to go and listen and hear what the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine, because he's moving all around you. Don't miss the move of God. Hallelujah. You know, some are waiting for him to just come down, you know, and but he's sending his people. He raised up a people to send them out, just like Jesus had disciples. Now think about it. So he's raised up people here. He's discipled people to send them out to go and tell others about a man named Jesus. Glory to God. So I want you to go over and hear what the Lord is telling Minister Elaine. Glory to God. And she's going to give it to you on the plate just like it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she is also an author. So I want you to go on Amazon and you'll get a free Kindle and purchase the first book. The next one is coming soon and it's coming quick. So go ahead and purchase the first book so you can see, amen, what the next book going to be about. You know how they do those stories. They'll do one and then they'll do the sequence to that one. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go on and purchase your purchase. And then you can pass them out and let somebody else, amen, get some for them too. Hallelujah. You know, let it be a gift from you. And you know, that'll be a very, very good gift. You know, so I'm going to put their money, you know, wherever they want to put it. I'm not going to say the wrong thing. I'll just say wherever they want to put it. But invest in something that you know that's going to help someone sometimes. I know, yes, some clothes don't help them stay warm. Yes, they will. Glory to God. And I know that fruit basket is going to help them stay full. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord will help you stay focused. My God. Glory to God. So why don't you go on and purchase a book and read? Hallelujah. Read it, and it will help you to stay focused on the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. I tell you, we got something going on all the time. It don't stop here just with the ministries that come forth, but it's going on all through the week. Glory to God. And you can get it. All you got to do is just partner. Once you partner, amen, and give some info, hallelujah, then, you know, you'll receive these perks. Glory to God. It's something to help you to jump start your day, to help keep you focused also during the day. You can go back and you can listen and you can meditate on that word. Glory to God. Because there's nothing like a meditation, to meditate on a word to help keep you going. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we only ask, like I said, for $25. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said, you go out now and eat one lunch. One, not lunch, but lunch. You eat one lunch, you're paying $25 or more for one person. Hallelujah. Because by the time you get it, and then by the time you get your drinks, hallelujah, and then you want to tip them, amen. Some of y'all do. I know some of y'all pay what you pay, then you get up and you tip out. That's what you do. Glory to God. But, you know, amen, if that's what you do, that's what you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Because he is good and he is worthy. But keep all the announcements in mind, because this is ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, I want you to go ahead and press the 1. You don't have to tell me your name. All I ask is you just give me your prayer request and where you're calling from, so we'll know what part of the world we're reaching. Ah, God is just so good. And I say it all the time because he is. You know, we don't just say it here on radio. We say it in our own private lives and in our private time also. Hallelujah, because you know whatever's in your heart is going to flow out. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I say guard your heart, because out of your heart flows the issues of life. So if you got issues with someone, guess what? They're going to flow out too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you, glory to God. I always say God is good, you know, and he is worthy. Oh, my God, all the time, not some of the time, all the time to be praised. So if you desire prayer, you press the 1 and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. And I praise him each and every day for all that he is, all that he has done, and all that he's about to do, all that he's going to do. Even the things that I'm not even thinking of, he's going to do them. Glory to God. Well, no one has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for your comfort. We thank you, Lord God, for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your peace that rests upon us, oh Father. Father God, we just ask you right now, Lord God, for those that need peace, Lord God. Whatever is, if it's the loss of loved one, Lord God, or whether someone who have done them wrong, oh God, and they don't have any peace. Father God, we ask you to rain the peace down on them, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, to have a forgiving heart. Oh, my God, because you got to have a forgiving heart in order to see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. If you got all against your brother and sister, then you go and talk to them about it. Hallelujah. You take one witness with you. And that way, you know, they won't say you said nothing out of the way. But, you know, God is good, oh, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, as it shall endure forever, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we're in a season of change, Lord God. Not only in the weather, Lord God, but we're in a season of spiritual change, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we're changing out of one season into another. That means we're changing, Lord God, oh my God, out of one ministry, Lord God, and into another, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're going where you want us to go, Lord, and being who you called us all to be, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's, Lord God, an usher, whether it's a pastor, oh Lord God, whether it's a teacher, Lord God, whether it's a lay member, whatever you're calling, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the changes that's taking place, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we're desiring more of you, Lord God, and less of us, Lord. Not our fleshly desires, Lord God, the houses, the land, the cars, the boys, the girls. Oh, good God Almighty. But, Lord, we're desiring more of you. We're desiring, Lord, to hear from you, even the more, Lord. We're desiring, Lord God, to see you heal those that are brokenhearted, those that need healing, God, from cancer, those that need healing in their mind, Lord God, so they think they're losing their mind, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we give you the glory, oh God. We know, Lord, that you pour your spirit out of all flesh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. You say your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, Lord God. Your old men shall see visions and dream dreams, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we say those that are dreaming dreams now, call on the dream maker. Ask him what does it mean, hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, because he can tell you better than anyone, huh, what the dream means, in the mighty name of Jesus. You've been having some dreams and you don't know what that mean. Call the dream maker. He'll tell you what it means. He'll hook you up with them that can tell you, hallelujah, the truth about the dream, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, oh Lord. We praise your holy name on high, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, God, whatever the healing may be here. If it's a mindset healing, Lord God, if the mindset is set back in the day instead of coming up to the modern day, and knowing about Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you to heal their mind, Lord, and bring them, Lord God. Bring them into knowing you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray, Lord God, for this woman, Lord God, down south, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you know what she's asking you for, Lord. Lord, only you can open the door, Lord. We pray for her brother to keep him in his right mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of takeover, Lord, in his mind that's not like you. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that everything that we ask you, Lord, you said when we pray, believe it. I believe, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you can cure him, Lord God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you're calling him in his right mind right now in the name of Jesus, and you're turning his heart, Lord God, around, Lord God, and letting him know that you've been there. You have never left him, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for her, Lord God, and her family right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, she asked you, Lord God, for the man of God, whom she shall marry. So, Lord, we know, Lord, everything is yours to give. So, Lord, we say, send her the right one in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, all the counterfeit, we push them out of the way and back, Lord God, from which they came in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high. We know, Lord God, you said, be still and wait on you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Because waiting, Lord God, oh, my God, it gives you the strength to know that everything may not come right then, but he said he's never late, but he always right on time, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we call out, oh, my God, all those demonic forces forces in the name of Jesus that's trying to take over, Lord God, in the mind of your people, Lord God, is trying to push them in a different direction, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, is trying to push them backwards instead of pushing them forward in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we call it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We say loose them and let them go as they come forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let people talk about their past, trying to push them back in the name of Jesus by saying, I remember when. Oh, my God, tell them you don't know about the when, but you know about the right now, God, that you serve in the name of Jesus. And you don't step back, oh, my God, into poverty. You don't step back into sin, but you step forward into the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high, because we know, Lord God, that you're there and you never fail, oh God. You never lost a case, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your name, Lord. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He said, love and kindness have I drawn thee. Oh, glory to God. Remember, he drew you with his love and his kindness. So he expects for you to show the same love and kindness to someone else so you can draw them into Christ. Oh, he's saying, you're too rough in the ministry when you go to minister to people. Hallelujah. I understand that there are some words that you got to give, and they ain't cute. Hallelujah. And you have to do what he say do. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But he can show you a more better way to put it, a better way to say it, a better way to do it so they can draw. Hallelujah. That word can draw them to him. Glory to God. Not push them away. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you. And we give you glory. We give you praise on high. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we're going to go ahead, amen, now, and we're going to get into our message. You know, last week we were talking about miracles. Hallelujah. We're going to continue that on part two. I'm coming from 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm going to start, amen, around the 8th verse. Hallelujah. I wanted to go back and you know, he's still a miracle-working God. Some people don't think that, but he is still a miracle-working God. He has not lost his flavor, nor his favor. He is still a miracle-working God. He can still do miracles. He worked miracles through his people, through the people of men and women of God. But you got to be right. You got to be ready, hallelujah, for this, hallelujah, to create the miracle. You got to have, amen, all belief, not unbelief, hallelujah. You have to get rid of the doubt and the unbelief. You have to shake that stuff off your tree. Glory to God. You know, some people say, you know what? Well, I believe, you know, I got faith. Well, if faith were that easy, then every time you speak it, hallelujah, glory to God, you would have everything you say. But some stuff you're going to have to tarry for it, glory to God. You say, Lord, I believe you, Lord God, but help my unbelief, God. I need you to help me, Lord. Oh, my God. But they said, well, yeah, I believe, yes, he gave every man the faith the size of a mustard seed. But that faith has to grow by hearing the word of God, hallelujah, to produce your miracle. Glory to God. That's where you got to believe. Other people can pray with you and believe with you, but you also got to believe too also. You got to learn how to get down on your knees. Hallelujah. You know, it's easy. Let me call them up and I'll tell the man and woman of God, or I'll tell, you know, this one, that one, you know, what I need and what I want, you know, and let them believe and contend to the faith for me. Yes, but you also got to do something on your own too and believe for the miracles to come forth. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at verse 8. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it fell on a day that Elijah passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in tether to eat bread. In other words, every time he passed, she told him to come on and eat. She noticed the man of God. You know, you got to know. That's why God gives you the discerning of the spirit realm. So you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. You'll know if they're of God or not. You know, sometimes they say, well, you know what? Ooh, I feel funny about that one. I feel strange. But have you asked, Lord, okay, yes. Lord, what is going on here? Something ain't right. Yes, if you have walked in there, you talked with him, you slept with him, yes, he'll give you that. But sometimes people just be operating out their flesh. And if they don't like you, they'll say, well, you know what? Guess what? Hallelujah. Mm-mm, something about her ain't right. Something about him ain't right. But did he tell you something about them ain't right? It could be that they're going through something. Sometimes, you know, people don't speak to people, but it could be because they're going through some stuff. It don't always be, amen, something got a bad spirit. It's just that they may be going through so much that they can't think straight. Oh, let's move on. Glory to God. So she told a man of God that every time he come by, he would go in and he'd dine with her. So she noticed who he was, and a true man of God. And she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. See, she knew who he was. She said, this is a holy man of God. So he went in and he was welcome. See, she not only opened up her cabinets to him, she opened up her heart to also. Glory to God. Because just think, if her heart wasn't right and wasn't open, she said, oh, you can't come in here and eat. Oh, no. But she opened up her heart. She opened up her kitchen, hallelujah, to the man of God, giving him some food. Let's go on. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in tether. She was saying, okay, let's make this room up for him. Let's just put a little something on the wall. Let's put a little table in here. Let's put him a bed, so, and a stool, and a candlestick. You know, they were doing their best for him. Just think about it now. Do you do your best for your leaders? Because right here, Elijah was a man of God. He was a prophet of God. So do you do your best for your leaders, or do you just do any kind of way and then you talk about them? Oh, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Anyway, that's not what you're supposed to do. You give your best to your leaders. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you give your best, then, you know, God will give you a miracle out of this world. But you got to give it honestly and give it from the heart. They said nothing but to right yourself, see God. So, you know, however you treat them, then guess what? I'm going to tell you. Hallelujah. He's watching. He sees everything we do, everything where we go, whatever we say. If we come against men and women of God, he's going to know it, everything. You know? So that's what you got to do. Make sure you're doing your best for the man and woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't tear them down. Don't tear them up. But listen, hallelujah, when they try to tell you something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to verse 11. And it fell on a day that he came tether, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. In other words, it came a day when he came and he turned into where she had made up all the bed, you know, and everything, and put her best out for him, and glory to God, and he lay there. So, you know, he was welcome in her house whenever she came back, because her heart was open. And our house was open. Is your heart open today? Is your house open today for the man of God? Is your heart open for God to come in and do a work? Because some say, yeah, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew my spirit, Lord God, and show me, Lord. You know, you always can ask him to show other people. But what about asking him to show you? Hallelujah. He said, create in me a clean heart. Renew in me the right spirit. Lord, show me my heart. And make sure my heart is right. Make sure my heart is open to receive you. Because, you know, sometimes you can go on and minister for 30, 40 years, and still you've got unforgiveness in your heart. Let's move on. Verse 12. And he said to Gehazi, this servant called this Shulamite, and when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us. With all of this care, what is to be done for thee? Would if thou be spoken for to the king, or to the captains of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. He was saying, you done took good care of us when we come in here. You open your house, your heart open to receive me. Hallelujah, glory to God. See, you got to open up everything to the Lord thy God first. Hallelujah. And you know, what else to open? I'm not going to talk about that today. We already talked about that last week. So you got to open your heart today. Open your heart to receiving. Open your heart to give. Open your heart so God can come in and do a work in your heart. Because that's where it starts. It starts in the heart, way down in your soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, what can I do for you? He said, do I need to go tell the king something? You know, do I need to go and talk to him about you? She said, no. She said, I'm good. I dwell among my own people. That's what she said, you know. So all is well there. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she has no child, and her husband is old. Oh, my God, she don't have any children. And he said, her husband is old. Now, understand, sounds to me like when Gehazi was saying her husband is old. Look, you know, back then and during the day, they didn't have them green pills. They didn't have them blue ones and red ones. You know, and all those different things going on. Amen. But they had the main thing, and that was Jesus Christ. They had the God. Hallelujah. They had God to do whatever needs to be done. Hallelujah. He can bake a cake. Amen. For the man of God over a fire. Hallelujah. Make it rise. Come on now, y'all. Read in all that. He can do anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he can. So she was saying he was old. So you can imagine she was saying he was too old to give her a child. That's what she was saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think about that now. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. She said, hold up, wait a minute. Don't lie to me. You know, she didn't have any children, and she knew her husband was old. So guess what? Therefore, Elijah told her, you know, because she waited on the man of God. Now, she finna get a miracle. This is a miracle, hallelujah, glory to God. And she probably wasn't even expecting for him to say this and give this to her. You see, God's still in the miracle-working business. I don't know why, hallelujah. It's, hallelujah. People don't think that God does any miracles now, but yes, he do. You just only see what's going on in the bad, but you ain't seeing the good out of none of this. I know, you know, I piggyback on they when they was preaching one night and saying, you know, you see some of the bad stuff that's going on, but they don't tell you the good stuff, hallelujah, because through the pandemic, hallelujah, some people did get out of debt, believe it or not. I've heard some say it, hallelujah, when they made good use, and some said they were so far behind they didn't know how they were going to catch up. But yeah, what they did, they caught up, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. And they say they paid some stuff off, and they did some stuff when they were shut down, and they were doing this, and they giving them, and there was nothing wrong with that, because it was theirs to do that. So good things did happen, but all you hear now is the bad stuff that's going on, and nothing good. Well, I'm going to tell you, there is some good stuff. Look for the good, hallelujah, and not the bad. You can always look for the bad, but understand there's the good, bad, and the ugly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it did something good come out of this. Glory to God. Let's move on. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elijah had said unto her according to the time of life. See, right there, she did. She got exactly what the man of God said, is you're going to have a son. Hallelujah. And she did have a son. Can you imagine how happy she was? She ain't have no children. But because she opened up her house, can you open up your house to the man and woman of God? Hallelujah. You know, when I say open up your house, you got to open up your heart to receive the word that they're bringing forth. You got to open up. I know it. You got to open up your purse sometimes too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Nothing going out, ain't nothing coming in. But open it up just to make sure. hallelujah, that you're doing what he called you to do. You're doing all that God has called you to do. See, she said it. She did. You know, I know, you know, back in the day, whenever we used to go, you know, church, you know, my mother and them would always take all these boxes, hallelujah, they had them full of cake, hallelujah, cake, collard greens, chicken, peas, and all that good stuff, hallelujah. They make sure, and now she would always say, you make sure the preacher get this plate. Now, okay, this plate be piled to the max. Yeah, have one some stuff over here, vegetables and all that stuff, and then he'll have, hallelujah, all this over here on this plate. This is cake and pies and whatever else, all the sweet stuff on this plate. Yes, ma'am. But you know, back in that day, I'm gonna say I didn't see them with a lot of carryout plates because they used foil and put over it and wrap it up tight. I guess so that even the scent couldn't escape, you know. Hey, glory to God. But they always make sure that they had a plenty. Hallelujah. Back in those days, they didn't have a whole lot of money to give them, but they gave them what they had. But guess what? They would make sure that those pastors, hallelujah, their wives and families, they would make sure that they were fed. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. They did. They made sure that they had. Now, y'all ain't going to eat this. Y'all wait. We got to feed the pastor first. When we feed them, then y'all can eat. That's the way they did that. But I understand it now. They were taking care of the man and woman of God the way they knew how to do it. You see right here, she did what she knew how to do when she took care of him. So guess what? She took care of him. So God sent her a miracle through the man of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reaper. He went out. There was time for harvest. So he went out, glory to God, and said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. It was one of his servants. He said, go and carry him. Take him on to his mom. He said his head was hurting. So he took him on to his mom. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knee till noon, and then he died. Can you imagine? She was devastated. Her son was telling the dad that his head was hurting. Hallelujah. So they took him into her, and he died sitting on her lap. Can you imagine? She was devastated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, she was. I can imagine. Glory to God. But listen what happened next. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. Hallelujah. She went out. Just think about it now. She laid him on the bed of the man of God. She did. She believed. She was a believer. You're going to see how she believed. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what, Lord? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. No, it didn't stop there. This woman had enough belief and enough faith to know, you know, I'm feeding this man of God and, you know, and everything. And so, you know, let's see what's going to happen now. Because I do believe, but God, help my unbelief. Do you ever tell God to help your unbelief? Glory to God. He said, Lord, I do believe, but Lord, help my unbelief, Lord. If there's any unbelief in me that's stopping me from getting this miracle that I need, Lord, I need you to help me, Lord. Glory to God. You know, we don't cry out enough in the spirit realm to get what we need. Hallelujah. I just say we because I don't want nobody to talk saying I'm talking about them, but I just say that, glory to God, but I know how I cry out. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. But you say, well, you know, I haven't cried out in the spirit realm. I remember on today it was something that I said, and I said, Lord, I said, this didn't happen for me. Why this didn't happen? This thing that I would believe in. Why didn't he? He said, because you didn't ask. He said, and that's why it didn't happen, because you never asked. I talked about it. Yes, that's what I did. I was just talking in general, but I didn't never say, Lord, I need you to fix this. I need you to help me, Lord. Help me, because I need your help. Because I know, Lord, just all of my help come from you, Lord. So I'm casting this thing on you. See, I didn't even, he said, you didn't even ask. All you did was talking to myself, I guess. Hallelujah. Because I didn't even ask. And he said, you didn't ask. That's why it didn't happen, because you didn't ask. Hallelujah. But I would have did that, so you didn't ask. Hallelujah. So you always got to remember to ask. Hallelujah. That's verse 22. And she called unto the husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God and come again. Glory to God. She said, send me one of your donkeys. Come on, send him on so I can go to the man of God and cry out to him so he can come again. Hallelujah. I need him again to come and give me a miracle. Hallelujah. But my son, hallelujah, he's dead. But understand her belief, knowing that this man of God was a mighty man of God and he can bring him back. Glory to God. She had to believe in order to do what she did. But just think about it. If she didn't believe, hallelujah, she would have never went and asked him again to tell him again, hallelujah, what was going on. She would have said, well, you know, it didn't work. But when a woman of God tell you something, prophet, you know, apostle and pastor, you better put your dam on it, glory to God. You can catch it, take it all the way to the bank, because it is true and it is written, hallelujah. Because it's going to come to pass, glory to God. A true man and woman of God is not going to just throw something out there. They're going to hear from the Lord, and they're going to pray it and stay with the Lord, and they're going to hear it, and they're going to give it to you. So what you got to do, you got to be able to grab hold and hold on to it with all you got, no matter what your friends say, no matter what they say. Be careful who you tell. I do say, because I'm telling you, hallelujah, people will pray against what you're believing God for. So just be careful. Don't let them do that to you. Be very, very careful, okay? Let's move on a little bit. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon or nor Sabbath. You know, they said, he was saying they couldn't heal until the Sabbath. But she didn't care because she believed. And her son was laying on that bed dead. And she knew, she said, I don't care about all that. Whenever you want something from the Lord, you're going to forget about all that foolishness. You're going to forget about everything everybody's saying. You're going to stand there for his word, and you're going to pray and ask him to help you. Lord, I need this miracle. Lord, I need this miracle now, Lord. I need your healing, Lord God. I need you to heal me, Lord God. Lord, my knees are locking up, Lord God. I know they say it was arthritis, but God, you the healer. You made these bones. You can make old arthritis get back and behave, Lord. So I'm asking you, Lord God, to make them work, because I need to, Lord God, to walk. I need, Lord God, to go, Lord God, and to earn money. So you're going to pray and ask him to what you need, Lord, glory to God. And she said, it shall be well. I'm going anyway. That's what she was saying. It'll be all right. I don't care about no Sabbath. My son is dead. So I'm going before the Lord right now. Hallelujah. I'm going before this man, Elijah, right now. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thou riding. And me, except I bid thee. She said, don't you slacken your ride. Let's get it up on this donkey. Let's get all where we got to go. Let's go and meet the man of God. So she went and came into the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shulamite. Run now, I pray thee, to greet her. And say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. You see, she said, it is well. And when she came to the man of God, to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone. Don't move. Glory to God. Let her alone. For her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. He was saying, let her alone, because something's wrong. Hallelujah. He was trying to pull her away from the man of God when she fell down at his feet. Don't you know, hallelujah, she was upset, but she was believing. Now, man of God, I know you didn't give me this child. Hold on right now. Uh-uh. Hallelujah. He said, hold on. Leave alone. Don't pull her away. Hallelujah. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I say not, do not deceive me? She said, did I say stop playing with me? That's what she was saying. Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thine hand and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. and lay my staff upon the face of the child. He was giving him some specifics. In other words, he was giving him a chance to see what was in him also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he'll give you a chance to see what's in you. Hallelujah. Where's your belief system? Are you believing or are you a doubter? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the man of God told him, said, listen, don't greet nobody. Because you know what? You can go and you get ready to go and pray for somebody, and I can guarantee you, hallelujah, when you get ready to start praying, every time, I mean, stuff's going to start falling. People's going to start calling. The TV will even come on sometime by itself. I said, good God Almighty. Glory to God. That's to get you off, hallelujah, balance. That's to get you distracted. So you won't know what you were doing and what you was about to pray and what God was about to pray through you. People will start knocking. They'll start walking. They'll start throwing stuff because he know there's a move of God that's coming. There's a miracle that's getting ready to happen when you pray. You're going to shake heaven and earth. Good God Almighty. I talked to this person on yesterday, and they had called, amen, someone, and they was wishing them, amen, a very, very happy, amen, birthday. Glory to God. And they told me, they had to call me and said, oh, my God. I said, when they got through praying for me, I had chills all over me. I said, well, you need them. And they said, glory to God, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, but I tell you, oh, my God, that's a powerful man of God. I was just so, I just don't know what to do. Yeah, you'll be all right. You need some more, you know. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they said, hallelujah, they had chills all over them. It was just so powerful, and it just shook them so much. They had to call me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's a good thing. That's when you know people have been with the Lord, and their prayers, hallelujah, will be answered when they pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. Okay, they getting ready to go now where the child is in the room. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. And when Elijah was come into the house behind the child, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon him, upon them twain, and prayed unto the Lord. Don't you know sometimes you just got to shut the door on doubt and unbelief. Said, hold up. Let me go on in my secret closet and shut the door. Y'all know that song said, come on in the room, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you go in your prayer closet, that means you don't have, care if nobody sees you or not. That means you're standing on faith. You're standing by faith. You're not wavering. Lord, you're going to have to do this thing, Lord God. Can you imagine, hallelujah, after he shut the door, now, Lord, I am your servant, and you see, you told me to tell this woman that this is this child you were going to give her in this season. So, Lord, I told her, and you gave it to her. So now, Lord God, he's fell dead, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, you know, I know you can resurrect him because you got that resurrected power. So you can raise him up again, hallelujah. And he walked around the room. Sometimes you got to walk when you want God to break things to pass. You got to walk around and say, Lord, I know with your resurrecting power, you can bring him off his sick bed, Lord God. You can heal him from COVID, Lord. You can bring him off the ventilator, God. I know you can do it right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. That's when you know you ain't playing. And see, he knew he wasn't playing. Hallelujah. People gonna make old death get back and behave. No, you wasn't gonna have it. Let's move on to 34. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child. And the flesh of the child waxed warm. In other words, when he got upon the child, he laid his body on his body. My body to your body. Lord God, let him draw from my body. Let him draw the warmth, Lord God, to make the blood run warm in his veins, to make his eyes see again, oh Lord. Oh my God, to make every artery, Lord God, be pumping, Lord God. Let his heart pump my heart. In the name of Jesus, let it beat like my heart beating. Oh, my God, that's when he laid on top of the child in the name of Jesus. Yes, he did. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro,
and went up and stretched himself upon him. The child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes, eyes to my eyes, heart to my heartbeat. Oh, glory to God. My vessels to your vessels. My blood to your blood. Let it run warm through your veins when he went to praying. And the child got up. He sneezed 7 times. And he got up, glory to God. And he called Gehazi and said, call the Shulamite. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Glory to God. You see right now, hallelujah, she believed, hallelujah. That's why she went and got the man of God, because she know he had the power through the Lord, glory to God, to heal her son and bring him back. She wasn't taking it as it was. She know, hallelujah, that he was a true and living God. When things ain't going right for you, you got to learn how to walk the floor. You know, sometimes you can only just sleep and you'll eat chicken, you'll go and get you another sandwich, and Lord, I'm going through this, but I'm going to get me another sandwich. Nah, forget about all them sandwiches. Hallelujah. Forget about all them chips and dips. Glory to God. It's time for you to get down and get down on it and get with it. Glory to God. Say, Lord, I need you to fix this thing. You know, I ain't acting right on my job. You know, Lord God, they call my name 24/7 in the spirit realm, Lord. I ask you to fix that thing, Lord, so I won't hear them calling me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come before you as humble as I know how. I know you got that resurrecting power, so anything dead, you can make it live, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Father, because I know you're to be a healer. You're to be a miracle-working God, so there ain't nothing, Lord God, that you won't do. You said, Lord God, all those are trials and troubles. They may come, but you're always on my side. You'll be right there through the thick and the thin. Whenever it gets too thick, you won't thin out. You'll be there and you'll stand there for her in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father, because I serve an awesome God. I serve her right now, God. Lord, I know, Lord God, that my miracle is already here, but help me, Lord God, to pull it forth, not push it back, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that my children, Lord God, are coming out, oh my God, of that place called Larvar, in the name of Jesus. They've been so low, Lord, oh my God, and they've been doing things that's not like you. Lord, I know it, Lord God, that you can bring them out. I call them out, Lord God. I call them men and women of God. I call them prophets. I call them pastors. I call them preachers, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, if my brothers and my sisters, Lord God, ain't acting right, Lord, I call them what you call them, Lord God. They are anointed men and women of God. I call them up. I call them out of that place of sin in the name of Jesus. I said, sin, let them go, because I serve a miracle-working God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. He said he'll never fail. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, that's a miracle-working God. We serve that type of God. Amen. Glory to God. We serve a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. You got to believe. Hallelujah. You know, you can just walk through life not believing. You can walk through life and say, okay, Lord, I hear you. Lord, it'll be all right. No, you got to get down with it. Hallelujah. We're in the day, last day, even last and even day now, where we're going to have to pray some prayer. Glory to God. We're going to have to push some stuff back. You're going to have to push some stuff back. You're going to have to push some bananas back. The banana sandwich, you know, some of y'all might know what it is. Glory to God. You got to push some egg sandwiches back. You got to push all that stuff back. And said, I ain't taking this no more, because I know I serve a God better than that. Hallelujah. Lord, I need this miracle. And guess what he'll do? He will answer you, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. He will answer you by and by. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to get down with it, glory to God. You can't be praying them little cute prayers. Well, Lord, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you're a miracle God. Lord, you're going to heal me from this. Lord, you're going to heal me from that. No, I come against that spirit. Call it out, whatever it is.
I come against that high blood pressure. I come against being a diabetic. I come against, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I come against having seizures. I come against, Lord God, that wayward spirit. I come against everything that's not like you. I come against, Lord God, the arteries being clogged right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you can open them up, oh, Lord God, so I call you, Lord God. I know you're a miracle-working God, so open them up, Lord God. I call you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. Yes, Lord, I call you, Lord God, the Lord God, to clear these cataracts of my eyes, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. You got to learn how to call them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to call him. Hallelujah. Because he's always there. He's always listening. He never sleeps. He ain't slumbering. He's there. But you got to learn how to call him. In this season, don't be afraid to call him. Hallelujah. He is a miracle-working God. You see what he did for this woman of God? But guess what she did? She took care of the man of God. And he sent her a miracle. A miracle-working God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what a God we serve. I want to make sure, hallelujah, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get ready to give the invitation, hallelujah, to salvation. Don't forget, we're serving awesome God, and don't forget, keep all the ministries in mind that are coming on, hallelujah, on Tuesday, Apostle and Pastor, hallelujah, Prophet Siobhan Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook, hit them up, glory to God. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew on Saturday. Hit her up. She's also on Facebook. Prophetic Corner Ministry, Prophetess Martha Williams. Hit me up. Inbox me. Glory to God. Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Hit her up. Glory to God. Buy a book. Glory to God. You know, love is what it does. Show the love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to now give the invitation to salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, glory to God, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Forgive me of all my sins, Lord, that I have committed. Lord God, I repent and I give my heart to you, Lord God. I open up my heart to receive you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. And just know that he's there. He have never left you nor forsake you. Glory to God. And don't forget. Hallelujah. Just purchase only what you can pay for. Hallelujah. Let's purchase what you can pay for. Glory to God. I know it's coming up. Amen. I know y'all was probably expecting this awesome sermon about, you know, Christmas, but we already know Jesus is the reason. He ain't just the reason in this season. He's the reason for every season, glory to God. Because without Jesus, there would be no seasons. Oh, glory to God. Get that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to close out. Hallelujah. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have a very, very Merry Christmas. Amen.